I think we're experiencing the legislature developed a sort of a feeble formulation at one time that was hard to read on the footstool what it was supposed to say. And the court had many more innings on the subject matter. And finally, in Ross versus Consumers Power in 82, the court split and then came back. And in 84, gathered together 9 or 8 or 9 cases and established a fairly coherent rule and applied it in that instance. I wanted to ask you about the Tome or Tom case. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was the case. That was the case in which, as one of the witnesses said, some damn fool built a home in a hole.
I didn't know about that.
Wasn't that the case that involved the highway being built in front of a private dwelling?
Yeah, the two allegations that the principal taking is the view and the access.
Access is what I remember. Oh, yes. Yeah, that was funny. I don't remember anything about that case other than that one trenchant comment. I think it was an expert witness who said, looking at that house, it reminded me of some damn fool built his home in a hole.
Well, I think that was a significant case because
it was a reverse condemnation case.
Well, here's this fellow, he's got a farm. You probably had lots of cases like this. And along come the highway builders, and they rip up his, not only his front lawn, but let's say they throw up a big embankment 40 feet high so you can't see out of the living room window.
And now he had to cross the highway to get to his field on the other side of the road.
That's right, and you said very explicitly that this is a compensable taking, right? And I think the courts have been reluctant to factor in. And remember, this followed a period of intense activity of this sort. They brought in these fellows from Washington and everywhere to condemn highway riders. Interspousal tort immunity. Now that was, do you remember that case, Bellner? Mosier versus Carney, and there were a couple other cases that were tied in, and there were three factual circumstances, as I recall, that you treated alike as to,
yes,
I think, four or five members of the court, and then there were a little split offs.
I haven't thought of that in a long time. There, too, the question was one of the court's earlier notion that family members suing one another inevitably would involve fraud.
Collusion.
Insurance companies,
right?
Collusion, sure. And
the gossamer strain of marital tie or something, you worked at it, too. Remember that?
I don't, but my I was offended by the notion that anyone could be injured and denied compensation because someone else in similar circumstances might engage in collusion with the defendant in order to defraud an insurance company. I assume that we were drawing with too broad a brush. We denied any recovery to anyone in those relationships.